Well, hello there. This is Living Your Success 24/7 with yours truly, Michael Kane. And get the name right, K-A-N-E. That's right. How are you doing in listening land, Kane land? Anyway, hope y'all, Southern expression, doing well. And healthy, whole, prosperous, on the way, at least. So anyway. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I want to share an experience that I had today. And that had me reflect on what a successful person truly is and the definition of one. This is my opinion. And that we want to touch bases as far as leadership. At a business, your business, or your work, your career, your job. And I'm going to tie that into my experience today. Say, how can you say that, Michael Kane? Well, let me get to the point then. Well, today, I went to the recycling place not too far off from my house. And I usually go 2 to 3 months. I wait till I have a bunch of bottles, okay? Cans, aluminum, glass, etc., plastic. And so I wait until I can fill my car, okay? The trunk and everything in the car, except the driver's seat. That's what I wait until that moment. Anyway, I did that this morning, about a couple hours ago. So I got my stuff, and you have to separate everything. Aluminum cans from the plastic, and then a type of big plastic from the smaller plastic to glass, the clear glass from the colored glass, etc. Okay? So, anyway, that's what we got to go through. So, I don't need this money to survive. This is play money. You know, maybe get $10, $12. The day, $18, sometimes $20, $25, maybe $30. So this is just play money for my time of doing all this and saving the bottles and everything. And so, and I'm stressing that for a point. So let me get to my story. I'm up there, the recycling, waiting my turn. I got all my bottles ready. Then you wait in line. There's a lot of people there today. Usually on Saturdays, it is, especially if it's not inclement weather, you know, raining and storming and stuff like that. And so, and I looked at my baskets full of these cans and everything. Well, I only had four aluminum cans. Everything was mostly plastic in glass. Most of the glass came from kombucha, by the way. So anyway, if you must know, pretty good healthy drink, probiotics, helps your intestines, your stomach, your GI tract, all that stuff. So anyway, I noticed, I said, wait a second. Why do I have this basket with four aluminum cans in it? I might really, what, I'm going to get a nickel back? What? So I'm looking at all these other people. I said, the lady ahead of me, a little older, I just took my cans, aluminum cans, the four aluminum cans, and I just went up to her basket and threw them in. And she saw that. She paused and was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. She was just thanking me profusely. You would have thought I gave her a $1,000 bill, okay? Or bought her a car or something, you know? Just very enthusiastically happy and joyful that I donated my aluminum cans to her cause. And it got me thinking. And I turned around and looked at other people. And I made a judgment saying that, wait a second, some of these people really need this money. They really need this recycling for survival. Unlike me. Okay? And other people, I could see that it was just like, oh, well, okay, let me give my 10 bucks and, oh, well, give it to my children or go to the movies with or buy something frivolous with or whatever. And that's a sharp distinction that she was so enthusiastic. And I don't know what people need or not, but I thought about it. A lot of people need this for survival, to redeem these cans. And the same is true when we make a donation to Salvation Army or Goodwill or our local thrift store, and we donate our stuff, clothes, books, whatever, kitchenware, suits, dresses, etc. There's someone on the other end of that generosity that needs to, whatever you donated, to live. And it really, and I, you know, smiled and she was thanking me. I said, "Yeah, you're welcome. No problem." I said, "No problem. No problem." And it got me to thinking, what is really success when you think about it? A lot of times, many times, when we talk about success, we're talking about from our own lives that we make a definition of success or a role model that we want to emulate, or we see as this figure that we need to strive for to be like that person. You know what I mean? A lot of the sports figures are role models for a lot of kids. Some justified, some not, you know, depending on, you know, their people too. Some are good, some bad and ugly too. You got that in every industry, every category, every economic, every fabric of our economy. So, but the point is, my definition has been altered somewhat because of this epiphany, I guess, of being at the recycling center, where success to me is, in this context, is when you help other people. Simple as that. You can do everything else to have financial success. You have $1 trillion in a bank. And I still will argue, in one sense, you're not successful if you didn't help people along the way, as opposed to just helping yourself. I truly believe, and that's humanity too. I mean, it's a broader definition of what makes us human. And people that don't help other people when they can, well, you know what? You're not obligated legally to help other people. But I truly believe if you're a decent human being, or human being thinking beyond the selfish reasons, that you would gravitate toward helping people when you can. Not to your detriment, though, because that's just being foolish. And we can be foolish by just giving away all our stuff and then you don't have anything. Who's going to save you? So that's not necessarily smart either. So, assuming you're going to live beyond your donation. So, this context could be in at your job, your career, at your place of business, place of work. And if you're a leader with big L or small L, big L means you're in an actual position of leadership, like a manager, administrator, supervisor, lead person. But if you're not, you're a volunteer, you're a rank and file, you too can meet the definition of success as a leader. Maybe you don't have the fancy title and the authority, but you initiate things, you take action and whatever. So whatever your role, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever you are, when your boat rises, then you should help other people's boat rise as well. That's an old expression. When one boat rises, all the others should rise too. I'm a believer in that. I was a believer in that before today, but it made me think that we should help each other, just like a pastor or a teacher. They're in positions where, and a doctor, lawyers, they naturally are in positions to help people, customers, clients, patients. So you don't have to be in those, you don't have to have a fancy title, but I truly believe just call it paying it forward. Someone helped you, you help someone else. So just by the mere fact of helping someone at a recycling center, my God, that made me feel good. It made me feel good that I can help another human being. Therefore, I see that as part of the definition of being successful in my life, because I had an opportunity. This wasn't like business to business, business to where I'm making money or something, and then I get paid, I get some money back or whatever. No payback, except for the heart, possibly. Make you touchy-feely, right? Good thing. So the question is, and a lot of times, you just listen to the news, and everyone, I don't want to go into deep into politics here, but and positions. But, people that are always talking about other people helping, maybe they have the financial resources. I know we kind of hop on, the billionaires and millionaires and, they can do more and whatever. Perhaps morally they should. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us commoners here, okay? Don't want to use the word, we're average, but non super uber wealthy people. I would say to reflect on yourself and say, well, what did I do today? What did I do yesterday? What did I do this week? What did I do this month? What did I do this year to help another person? And it's nice that we help family and friends and people we know, but who did you help that you didn't know? Okay? Who did you help? So it's so easy to blame other people or to expect high hopes from them. Oh, they have $1 billion. They should help. They should help people. But you got to ask yourself, what did you do today? Perhaps you don't have $1 million to write a check for $1 million. Perhaps you can donate your time. And I know you may have heard this at some religious event or like church, synagogue, or mosque or whatever. What did you do to help somebody? What did you do? Versus pointing a finger and asking other people, what did you do? And condemning other people, what did we do? So, and from the heart too, because it doesn't really count if you got to, just, I can't think of the word right now, just not in this good spirit about it. Of giving and helping. And I don't mean, oh, it's Christmas time, it's Thanksgiving time, let me donate some turkeys or Christmas, donate some gifts. I mean, people have to live the other 363 days in a year. Now, it's 365 days. So, okay, you help on 2 days a year. Thank you very much. But it's important as leaders, especially in the workplace, let's get back into the workplace. It's your obligation to help your staff, to help the trainees, to help people under you to succeed and to do well, to prosper, to want to come to work. That's part of your obligation and duty. I had I don't even want to call him he's a supervisor over. He was a supervisor over me. This is years ago. And he was not a decent human being. It's horrible person. Oh my God, horrible. And did not coach, did not teach, only yelled, only demeaned people. That is not a leader. That's a big L leader because you had the title and position, but really not a leader at all. A devil, most likely. But so if you're in a position of authority, whatever that is, you should develop, coach, mentor, facilitate everyone's success, even colleagues, people you may call your competitors even. While you're in this position, you should help all those who you can help. And it may not be reciprocity. They may not want to help you, but you got to do what you got to do. There's blessings to come out of this, not to get too spiritual on you, but when you help people when you can and should, and you know deep down you should, over and above liking them or not liking them or knowing them, it's important that you take the high road. And I know that's very easily said than done, but we need to take the high road, folks. I helped a lot of people that I just, you know, I know we couldn't stand each other, but we had to work together and do what I, hey, I'm not going to be pointing my finger to say I didn't step up. I stepped up, even though we may not like each other, but, or even have any, you know, knowledge of the other, or just met someone, we're in a position, a sudden position to have to work together. And you say, well, I don't know this person. Why should I help them? Oh, that's a negative way to look at things. You know, I'm always, I don't want to say always, never say never and never say always, way. I'm majority of the time optimistic, but do I get down? Yes, I get down. And the other day I got down. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, you just, you know, it may not be a good day or something happened negative and you take it to a nuclear level and make it worse mentally, emotionally, I guess. So I got all of this out of the recycling center today. Okay. Helping someone. And the story is not me helping a person. The point is what they got out of being helped. And from their point of view that, wow, I really needed this for my kids, my family, my survival. Thank you, sir. Okay. And you know, I felt so good just to help another being, human being. You could tell in the body language and everything, if she didn't even say thank you, you know, just wow, you know, you made someone's, to make someone's day, you know, it's a good thing. And if everyone did that everyone, you know, just do that, world would be a better place, to be cliche, would be a better place. So, be careful how you define success. That has to include helping people. It has to. Success is part of that, not just our own internal gain. So it's important that when we think about and plan, you know, our vision and create a plan to grow and develop into, whether you're a business owner, entrepreneur, investor, leader of a profit or nonprofit and all that, to whatever industry, whatever category, is to include, what did I do for humanity today or this week, month, this year? So that's it. Oh, please share this podcast, Living Your Success 24/7, with your family, friends, and folks you work with. And please subscribe. You can subscribe to Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google, Stitcher, etc. There's so many platforms this show is on. And in a month, I'll be launching a newsletter. It's free. It's called Catalyst. You know, Catalyst, to ignite, to start something, to move forward, take action. It's Catalyst, Katalyst. And it's a newsletter. What the focus is, a newsletter for self-improvement. So it's an extension of this broadcast, of this show here. It's an extension of that. And so we're going to talk about, there'll be, I'll be the main writer. However, there'll be 3-4 other writers as well dealing with self-improvement. It could be health, business, entrepreneurship. It could be career and job, self-improvement, health, exercise, eating healthy. So lifestyle, use of technology, how does technology play in our lives? Definitely investing in money, doing my money and stuff that's out there in the economy, you know, is, you know, related to all of that. And so it'll be different articles, not all of that in each publication, but, you know, we'll be, you know, covering the basis on your own development, talking about growth and development, self-improvement. Who should have the most vested interest in you improving? You and your family will obviously hope that mommy and daddy or cousin or brother, sister, whatever you are, grandparent, you know, in a position to be there for them. So are you going to help other people if you don't help yourself, right? You got to help yourself too. You know, so, you know, that exercise they have us do on airplanes where, you know, the mask drop down, you need put your own mask on first and get oxygen before you try to help other people, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to go unconscious and nobody survives. So you put yours on first, then you help someone else. So same thing, self-improvement. You help develop and grow yourself in different things. So I'm excited about the newsletter. It's going to be a weekly newsletter. So it's going to be launching in about another month. Could be a little earlier, but I'm not rushing it. Trying to do it the right way. Prepare, right? And this podcast will continue. I want to thank all the listeners and around the world. And I believe we're in 5 continents. North America, Asia, Africa. Where else are we? Europe, right? South America. So still waiting on Australia, New Zealand with Oceania. So still waiting on you to give me one person. Will you step forward to download Living Your Success 24/7 in Oceania? I hope so. And also in the other countries, please listen. We want to be positive, upbeat, give you, be your cheerleader, be your encourager, and get you on the right foot, right? To step forward. You know, you have to get experience, but all the experience can come from other, doesn't have to come from you, it can come from other people. So at any rate, look forward in the future to doing interviews and then getting Sandra back on so we can do other segments of love and money. We got to do that because couples say they enjoyed that. Love and money. So not all about the love, not all about the money. Healthy balance, right? So anyway, that said, I want to thank you. And we'll let you know about the newsletter. We are taking subscriptions, though. If you want, it's not up yet, but the newsletter will be there. So let me give you the domain. It's KATALYST Catalyst dot BEEHIVE.com. Catalyst dot BEEHIVE.com. KATALYST dot B as in boy, EEHIIV as in Victor .com. And you can sign up for now, even though we're not don't have the newsletter out now, but you can, we're taking subscriptions and whatever. It's free. So anyway, thank you so much. And my friends, until we meet again, adios.